It's the first full week of lame duck season in Massachusetts. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Matt Murphy with the State House News Service. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
Last week were the primary elections. No Western Mass incumbents lost, but there were some upsets in Eastern Mass, including State Rep Jeff Sanchez, who lost his reelection bid. You were paying attention to that race. Did he see that coming?
Yeah, I mean, this was, as much as it was a surprise, it was not a surprise. It was certainly a race that was on everybody's radar. The new Democratic nominee, Nika Eligardo, had been running a very strong campaign in that district that centers in the Jamaica Plain, Mission Hill neighborhoods in Boston. She had been highly critical of Jeff Sanchez's ties to House leadership, which is seen as a little more conservative, centrist Democrat here on Beacon Hill. And in the closing days of that race, Sanchez was pulling out a lot of his colleagues who were in the district campaigning, going door to door for him. But with the wave that we saw in Boston, high voter turnout with some other competitive races, including the 7th Congressional District race, it wasn't enough. And it's really kind of a shocker to see someone of that stature in the House lose their reelection, especially after Sanchez only had the position of Ways and Means Chair for a year before he was ousted. And some people are reading this as a rebuke of House Speaker DeLeo, but the Speaker points to the fact that of the 16 House Democrats who were facing primary challenges, mostly from the left this cycle, 13 of them won. Democrats largely are expected to return across the state. So he thinks it was a good night, he said, in his words, despite the loss of Sanchez, Byron Rushing, another member of his leadership team from Boston, and Bob Cazera, who hails from New Bedford.
Well, now that Sanchez is among that list of lame duck lawmakers, what remains for them to do? We're a couple months past the end of the last formal session and a couple months before the next.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to watch, but there is things that need to get done still. I mean, you have the governor who has been talking about the possibility of reviving his housing production bill, which would impose some zoning reform changes to facilitate new housing. That becomes a little more complicated, I think, as does the end-of-year budget. The legislature broke at the end of July without passing a budget that was filed by Governor Baker to close out spending for FY18, which included a plan to spend $150 million in surplus money towards school safety. The legislature still must decide how to spend the surplus from the last fiscal year, and now that task will fall in part to Jeff Sanchez, who knows he's not coming back in January.
Now we now have a better sense of who's going to be filling the 5 open Western Mass seats in the legislature, 4 in the House, 1 in the Senate. Only one has a November opponent. So is there stuff that they can be doing now to prepare?
I mean, there are, you know, a number of lawmakers who, despite only getting through the primary, know that they're essentially in without Republican or independent challengers. They will spend the next few months, I assume, trying to find staff that they can use when they arrive on Beacon Hill, trying to catch up on policies and issues and things that are percolating here on the Hill and just get acquainted and also work with and perhaps talk with the person who held that seat before them about what they need to know and how they can prepare.
I caught a tweet from your colleague Katie Lannon last week in which she pointed out that the Hampshire County town of Cummington was the only community in the state to vote for both losers in the primaries for governor, Democrat Bob Massey and Republican Scott Lively. The rest of the state wasn't too enamored with those two guys. Will this be the last time that we see them on the ballot?
Yeah, it was a little fascinating to look at those maps. Basically, Jay Gonzalez and Governor Baker ran the board in terms of communities, except for a few of those Berkshire and kind of Hampshire, Franklin County towns, a handful. And I think, you know, with Scott Lively, he's run before as an independent, and I'm sure he goes back to his pastor duties and his congregation and the work he does in Springfield. As for Bob Massey, another person who's now run a couple times statewide, has never really caught on. It would be difficult to see him coming back in any sort of statewide electoral capacity, but he's always had his fingers in a large number of nonprofits, and I doubt we've heard the last of Bob Massey. It just might not be for public office.
Matt Murphy, a reporter and associate editor with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks very much for joining us, Matt.
Thanks for having me, me, Carrie.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, NEPR's weekly check-in at the State House. It's also a podcast. You can subscribe to it wherever you get yours or at nepr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio.